Exclusive, Carrie Severino, court packing will rubber stamp DC statehood. By Robert Krajicek on April 17, 2021. Court packing, if implemented by Democrats, will make the U.S. Supreme Court a rubber stamp for Democrat proposals, including statehood for Washington, D.C., explained Carrie Severino, president of the Judicial Crisis Network, on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. D.C. statehood, you know that's something people are talking about. Because the Democrats want to have two more Senate seats, Severino said. There are real questions as to whether that's constitutional or not, but, you know what? There aren't questions if you've got four more justices on the court. They'll be like, sure, D.C. sounds like a great thing. Let's make LA a state separately, and New York City a state separately. While we're at it, you'll have a court that is intentionally put there to be liberal activists and not to be real judges. Listen. Severino recalled President Joe Biden's previous opposition to expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court. The Judicial Crisis Network released a brief video advertisement with clips of then-Senator Joe Biden, Dita, rejecting court packing before recently expressing opening to the proposal. Watch. Severino stated, the moral of Biden's presidency is, so far as, however bad an idea, however it is completely diametrically opposed to what he ran on, this message of unity and moderation. He's willing to do anything that the loudest voices on the left and the deepest dark money pockets on the left will tell him to do. And in court packing is just the latest in those episodes. Democrats' resurgence of court packing proposals are largely a response to former President Donald Trump's three judicial nominations and confirmations to the Supreme Court, assessed Severino. Liberals are frustrated because, for decades, even though the majority of Supreme Court members were appointed by Republican presidents, not even conservative Republican presidents, the justices still consistently and regularly went with liberal policy goals over the actual text of the Constitution, Severino remarked. So, liberals are really just having withdrawal from having that ability to get there. Their policy goals through the courts when they couldn't do it through the legislature. Because now we have some great new justices on the court, and that's been put a stop to. Now we actually follow the Constitution. Democrats' court packing proposal is an attempt to create an extra legislature through which to impose their ideological agenda, Marlowe said. Severino warned that the First and Second Amendments are at risk if Democrats successfully expand the Supreme Court. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.